Now broadcasting the Webcomic Beacon.
Hello and welcome to episode 90 of the Webcomic Beacon. Yes, this is the Webcomic Beacon at webcomicbeacon.com, and we are hosted on the Rampage Network, a webcomics community and hosting service at rampagenetwork.com. I'm your host this week, Fess of Fessworks.com, and with me, just one co-host today, but maybe we'll get the other later, but it's Mark Savory of AutumnLake.com. Welcome. Mark.
Hello.
There you are. You're sabotaging me on purpose.
No, I was laughing and didn't want people to think I thought you were being dumb when you called yourself a hostess or a festos or what was it?
I don't even know anymore. Anyway, this week we have a couple of special guests with us, and some of you may have seen their iPhone application post on webcomics.com. But it's Eric and Lemo from BlanketComics.com. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks.
That's right. It's blank as in a blank check. ItComics.com. Not blanket as in you cuddle up in your bed at night type of blanket as some people have been.
Well, you can try that domain. We own it as well. It'll send you through a ringer, though, before you get to the comic.
Ah. Alrighty then. Let's see here. I'm assuming you are an artist-writer team.
That's correct.
That is correct. Which one of you does which?
Well, I'm Lemo, and I'm the artist. I do all of the drawing and none of the writing. And Eric does the other thing.
That's right, I do the other stuff.
Alrighty. I've noticed that you've been getting a little bit of attention lately, actually, and you were interviewed by This Week in Webcomics, which made an interview in comic form, which is actually pretty cool. And I try not to do an exact repeat of everything that's already been said, but...
Go for it.
All right, well, can one of you basically give a quick synopsis of what Blank It is all about?
Oh, man.
Rough synopsis.
Two guys roaming around. Stuff happens.
This is my writer, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. Well, you basically... I could probably recap just a little bit, if I may.
Sure.
It starts off with essentially both of you, Eric character and a Lemo character. Just starting off in some blank white space, and things slowly, gradually happen, and they react to it. And right now, you got a really disturbing talking upside down gingerbread cookie king or something like that. It's creepy looking. But it's a great comic, and I wanted to say first off, I kind of when I first started reading this, I was thinking like, oh man, is this going to be like one of those? We're making a webcomic type of things, and it's like it's totally its own beast. And how did you guys just up and come up with this?
Well, I can cover that.
All right.
We've got a pretty interesting scenario where I've been doing webcomics since 1999, and so has Eric actually. And I started out doing a comic strip called Lethal Doses at lethaldoses.com. And Eric started out doing a strip called Ashfield. He actually called it question mark, I guess, at the beginning. But ashfieldonline.com is the website for that. And we both happened to start working at the same company. Eric had already been there, and I joined up at a company a couple years ago. We worked in the same department. We didn't know each other. Turns out we were just... And we ended up working in the same field, and we got to talking about webcomics, and it turns out we knew a lot of the same people, and we were both in between projects at the time, and so one day at lunch we just started throwing an idea together, and this is what we came up with.
It makes it seem a little simpler, but we actually spent a couple months trying to figure out exactly what we wanted to do as far as a webcomic, because we... weren't quite ready to move on to the next thing unless we were both working at the top of our ability and doing something we were really happy with. So we definitely took some time to flesh things out and figure out where we wanted to go and what we wanted to do.
Right.
And you were right about the beginning, about when you first come to the site and it looks like it's just going to be another webcomic about two guys who want to put themselves in a webcomic. And that's partially intentional. We do like the webcomic community, but at the same time, we are aware of its perpetual shortcomings. And
right.
there's nothing wrong with poking that with a stick.
Yeah, I'm waiting for something to turn into a couch where you characters can sit on it.
And then we can play video games.
Play video games and talk about a college roommate that.
Oh, man.
They're onto our 10-year plot. And
then there's that cute girl who hangs out with us.
But doesn't actually act like a girl because nobody knows what girls act like.
No.
Guilty. No. It seems like something that... did you guys actually start drawing ideas on paper napkins? I can totally picture that.
Yes.
Do we have some napkins? I think
well,
we do.
Well, kind of. I'm a little more artistic than that. I do come prepared, and I draw all of Blanket on sketch paper. I go to Office Depot and buy a giant block of scratch pads, and that's what I do the comic on, and I've always got one with me, and so I wouldn't be in the restaurant without one of those. So napkins aside, we've always, that's my MO right there.
Is any of it digital or is it all?
Here's the way it works. I've tried doing an all digital comic before, and I see that that's kind of the direction a lot of artists are moving in. But personally, I play video games. I work at a computer. I play at a computer, and if there's one activity I'd like to do that's away from a computer, it's enjoy my artwork. So I've gone back, I guess you could say, to the pencil and paper and ink. And I draw the strip on paper with pencil and then go over it with Micron and then I scan it in. But I don't draw it all as a contiguous strip. I draw each panel separately and then move it around in Photoshop. So.
Oh, okay. Very cool. It's good to hear people are still kicking it old school. Aside from the final touches, I guess, of the comic stuff. I don't know anybody who hand letters anymore, but...
Comic Sans.
You do, Mark?
I don't know. My lettering looks like a drunken crab stumbled through a puddle of ink and stumbled across the paper. So...
Still a pretty talented crab, though, right?
Well,
spell things.
If you can read it, I don't know. It kind of looks like cuneiform or something. That's why it's little hash marks and stuff. So, yes, I'm very grateful for to have a font because I can't do that.
Okay. I remember seeing you guys last year at. It's Midwest Comic Book Association's Fall Con, which is in, is it St. Paul, Minnesota?
Yeah,
Falcon Heights.
Yeah, in the Minnesota Fairgrounds Auditorium, or I forget what it's called, which building it was.
The Grandstand.
You guys are going to be there again this year, right?
Yes, and they just changed their website. It's now MidwestComicBook.com.
Yeah, I had a really hard time finding that.
It's a little tricky.
Yeah, they kind of turned off the old one and turned on the new one. And
without redirecting it, so...
Yeah, we found it, though.
Yeah.
I had a dream last night. Our booth was behind a pillar this year.
Great. Way to jinx us, man.
I hate to tell you what my dream about was last night.
Pillars.
So,
hate for you to tell us that, too.
Well, actually... It was about this, like, this goth chick, or at least this really pale girl. She was still kind of cute and everything, but she was all kind of, like, to herself and everything. And she knew of, like, these autonomous robots that were, like, worker robots, and they were, like, cloaks and everything. They were out of the shadows, and they weren't being used anymore. and then they wanted to start, like, doing stuff because they wanted to have purpose again. But then next thing I knew it, They were like translucent, ghosty-like monsters, and one of them caught on fire, or was died in like a fire or something like that, and they're all over there, they're angry and everything. And then we decided that we had to kill them by hitting them with, like, you know, weed whackers and such, and then I woke up.
Cut it, print it, that's a webcomic.
Just stretch it out over 3 years and you'll be good.
And add a talking cookie or two.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm curious. Do these characters are clearly based on you guys. Do you base their appearance on you guys as well, or are they just totally made up?
Well, that sounds kind of like an art question.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a little arty.
Kind of. I guess the real story behind it is, I've only known Eric for a couple of years, so I draw him as he is now. But the Lemo character has longer hair and is more like me back when I first started doing webcomics. It's kind of a habit of artists to develop a style around a character or a persona that they've, you know, come to recognize themselves with, and then
we call it residual self-image.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, that's me in the Matrix right there.
Yep. Well, actually, yeah, kind of, I guess, a little bit, thinking about the comic. I'm not asking for you guys to give any spoilers or anything like that, but...
Well, good.
I do want to ask, is there a sort of end plan for this, or is it just kind of keep on going? We got some milestones to hit. But do you have an actual end plan?
That's all you, writer boy.
Oh, man. We definitely have milestones to hit. We do have a lot of things planned out. For example, the cookie people came into our ideas in some of the very first meetings we were having. So we've been sitting on those for about a year and a half, just getting ready to unleash them onto the canvas. As far as an end to the strip, I think it'd be... It seems like I'd be painting myself into a corner. If there was an end that we were trying to reach. You know, if we... how am I saying this? I'm saying this poorly. We don't have an ending planned.
All right, there we go. Awesome.
There we go. But that doesn't mean we won't.
I did like
trying to find the right one.
Right. You know, I did, but it looks like you're already creating like many little, you know, facets. How are you supposed to say that word?
Facets.
Because you have various little structures and things, and they're still there. Things that have popped up, and you've introduced penguins, you've introduced the ghost dust people or whatever they're called, and now the cookie people. So there's a lot of material, and it's not like you're going meeting up with one thing and then resolving and completing it. So it's always open-ended.
Right. We think the things are going to mesh. Things are going to happen. You know, everything will come into play again, I guess you could say. So it seems like we're moving on and things are just randomly happening. But, you know, there is kind of a purpose.
It's all part of
the stuff
plan.
We do.
It'll be the kind of stuff where in 5 years, if people look back and read through the comic, they'll realize just how much we had planned out. But for now, you're just going to have to take our word on it.
Alrighty. Yeah. One thing I would like, unless you have it somewhere, I would like to see, as the comic goes, maybe like a map that sort of spreads out, maybe, or unless that's something you don't want the readers to see, but that'd be kind of cool, I think.
I have one on my wall at work.
He's not lying. Don't laugh.
No, I'm laughing.
It looks like a flow chart, right? So you don't get in trouble. It's like... Like exactly. The old flight navigator or whatever had a hotkey to make That's it look right. like a spreadsheet.
There's giant bug is a triangle. You know, diamond is the shovel beam.
That is brilliant, that stuff. All right. Let's see here. I think what we're going to do right now, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll talk about iPhones. We'll be right back.
The Geek Media. The Geek Media has a number of geek-related podcasts, blogs, and videos for you to enjoy. Check out thegeekmedia.com. Have news, milestones, questions, or comments? Send your audio clips or email to webcomicbeacon@gmail.com.
I do take a break. Technically,
he just hopes you'll say something terrible that he can use as blackmail. It's all part of his evil scheme to become king of webcomics.
Yeah, right.
Displacing the current king?
No, there's like 5 seconds between recordings, which I can't get stuff, and I'm hoping nobody says something really funny that I don't get.
Have you guys tried my new groundhog burgers yet?
You see? That's going to come back to haunt you one day. He's got them all. He's got all those sound clips saved.
When we first started, and people didn't know that I don't really take a full-on break, I used to get some really good stuff, particularly from Tanya, who's not here right now. And I'm going to give her one last call and see if I can get a hold of her. And if not, well, Tanya, sorry, you're not here.
Well, at least enjoy listening to her voicemail message, because it's cool.
It is pretty funny.
Oh, I love crank calls.
You've reached the phone of Tanya Higgins. I just want to be happy. Please think about that before you leave your message.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
That's gonna be great.
Tanya, your voicemail is on the Webcomic Beacon, and, well, you're not here to enjoy us making fun of you, but,
haha,
we shall see you later. All right, bye. I could have been meaner.
So you guys, you've actually decided on, which this, I guess this is a writery question,
mm-hmm.
you've actually decided on rules for the physics of your little universe here.
Yeah.
Like there's some things you just can't do because of however the physics work in the blanket world.
Right. There are definitely some laws to the universe that, you know, are developed as the guys go along and discover them. They're kind of takes on, you know, actual physics in this universe, except, you know, done horribly wrong. Like the shovel beam obviously can't keep going faster and faster. And what else did I do just recently?
Well, I don't know. If you ever played the game Portal, is there a terminal velocity or do you just keep going faster?
There's a terminal velocity unlock badge, I know.
Let's see here. You guys have developed an iPhone application which to download and read your comic on iPhones. Which one of you is the programmer for this?
Neither.
Neither of us.
Oh, okay. Well, is this... So
does
what
that blow
apart
your next question?
Not really. What sparked you to do this, or did somebody come up to you and say, hey, I want to make this for you?
Well, I brokered it. Basically, we have a friend who also works at the same company we work at.
Okay.
His name is Pete Stein, and he had recently purchased the iPhone developer package, and he was working on a couple small projects, just little tech demos that he was putting together. But he's been a big supporter of me and Eric, and he wanted to, you know, basically test his mettle on a genuine iPhone application. And I said, well, how about you build a reader for our app or for our comic? And he said, yeah, that sounds great. So we went out to lunch with him a couple times and picked out, you know, specs for features we wanted and features we'd wish for and features we needed, you know, and, mm-hmm. He built it in a pretty short amount of time, but it took us a while before we actually realized we wanted to finalize it and release it and get it out there on the web. The project's probably been underway for at least 6 or 7 months, and so it was not a short one weekend deal, but he was real fast at making changes we requested, and any art assets he needed, I put them together, and lo and behold, he released it. We've actually also released an update to it since.
Okay.
We put the app on the store. Now you can turn it to landscape mode and change the and zoom in on the comic if you wanted, zoom out. There's a couple other smaller features, but most importantly, it's just really easy to read the comic on the phone because it downloads the comics to the phone. So you can just zip through the archives. I use it when I'm drawing the comic. I use my iPhone app to go through past strips and look at my art because it's easier than any other archive system I've got going.
That's a cool idea. Well, I guess my other questions would be kind of for this guy who made it, actually. Do you know... I'll just ask some general questions.
I can speak for him. That's fine.
Okay. Do you know if this is an application that might be able to be retooled for other people that are interested? Like, do you think he might be able to put together a template or a how-to or even work for hire, I guess?
Absolutely. That's exactly how he built our app. He built our application such that everything that's specific to Blanket is actually hosted on a file we keep on our server that the application checks to basically customize the app. Now, I mean, the app itself is customized to our comic, but right. He built it with the idea in mind that he would want to build applications for other webcomics. So my suggestion is if you are a webcomic creator who's interested in an iPhone app but you don't want to reinvent the wheel, go ahead and give Pete Stein an email and he'll probably talk to you. I know he's not going to be doing it for free. We were kind of a proof of concept for him, but
okay.
I mean, if you talk to him, he'd be more than happy to set up an arrangement.
All right. Can one of you guys email me contact information and or his website so we can post the
absolutely
notes?
But it's also on the app itself. If you go to the iTunes App Store and check out the application, all of his contact information is there. I could probably look it up.
Yeah, I don't have iTunes on my computer, so I kind of refuse to put it on my computer. I'm one of those people. But that was a combo killer. Anyway, that's very cool. And just to repeat for everyone, work for hire. And we'll get that information posted in our news post when we post the MP3 for this show in a day or two. Let's see here. Are you able to? You're able to check to how many downloads you have for the application, right?
Kind of. Yes, there is a way to check to see how many people have loaded in the comic. I haven't checked it within the last month. We've gotten some favorable reviews on the application, so I'm pulling it up right now. It looks like the ratings have scaled because it was once up to like 30 something and now it's dropped back. But we're still sitting at about 4 stars. It looks like if you want to contact Pete, his email address would be blankitreader@gmail.com. He's set aside a Gmail account just for the application.
So. Okay, blankitreader at what?
At Gmail. It's Google.
Okay, blankitreader. Okay, I'm going to copy and paste that into our chat room just in case anybody listening wants it right away. All right. Let's see here. Well, I kind of don't have anything else. I think we've pretty much gone through everything. Is there anything else you guys want to add?
Read our comic.
It is awesome. It's quite surreal. And yes, would you if you had to give it like a movie rating, would it be like a PG, PG-13, a G?
We're aiming for PG-13. We have a couple. The language is absurd. That's for sure. But there's some mild comic violence. I don't think we would go any higher than PG-13, though. We're not trying to, you know, ostracize an audience. But, we do have a merchandise store that's coming out real soon.
Okay.
And we've got a couple t-shirts and a couple other goodies that we're putting onto that store, and that should be going live fairly soon.
Awesome. And once again, you guys will be at FullCon, which is on October, the second week of October, at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds, October 10th and 11th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And actually, there's a lot of people that are going to be there. So if you're in the Minnesota area, most likely you're already going to be having a table there from what I've seen. But well, except for me. But Lemo and Eric, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
And good luck with the comic and the iPhone application.
Yay.
And you guys, and just once again, everyone can read Blank It Comic. Read Blank It at blankitcomics.com. All right. Once again, thank you guys for coming on the show.
Thanks.
All right. See ya.
Bye.
All righty.
Yeah. Good comic.
I think that went very well. We covered a lot of information, a lot of stuff. And I wish I had more. I wish Tanya was here, but Tanya wasn't here. So, well, she missed out. And I'm sure we could have extended it a little bit. But, yes. Very good interview, or whatever you want to call them. But let's see.
Chitty chat. Chitty chat is nice.
So, Mark, I asked you before. are you able to? You said you're kind of able to. And just to recap for everyone else, I'm asking if you could do the 1920s radio voice or whatever it is, and the 1950s propaganda film or educational film voices.
Yes, but 1920s radio voice is not the same thing as 1930s, 40s, or 50s radio voice.
Oh?
No.
Demonstration?
The 20s stuff. You're probably thinking of the stuff from the 30s and 40s.
Okay.
Which is like the radio show host type guys who would talk about Kraft cheese and things like that, right?
Brought to you by
whatever. Oh, yeah, that guy. Brought to you by Kraft cheese, because cheese is good. Your family would like it too, Mom. That guy.
Yeah, that last one you were doing, yeah. see, there's something I'm trying...
Ken Carpenter is the awesomest of all time ever. I love Ken Carpenter. He's the host.
I was talking to Zach, who does Insert Comic Here, about possibility of doing some sort of Jenny Everywhere, like, slideshow or film strip thing, using, like, one of those voices as, like, sort of, like, the educational thing, and she's totally screwing everything up, because that's how his version of Jenny is, just kind of crazy and fun, and so I was trying to see if we could try to find somebody who could do the voiceover for that.
I could do that.
But it's still a concept in development, so I was trying to see what we could do. I have it in my mind of how cool it would be, but then again, nothing's even made yet. And I'm always having ideas, and now I'm trying to push the idea on somebody else.
Wait for it. Bess.
Yes.
As a new project. Yet another project for Bess.
Nah, I'm trying to make somebody else do it.
You're outsourcing your projects. Oh, that's awesome.
Hey, it's my birthday.
There you go.
Yeah, it is my birthday today. And September 13th, yay, I'm an old fuck.
September 13th, that's the day that Moonbase Alpha was blown out of Earth orbit by a nuclear explosion on the dark side of the moon. And it's Fess's birthday as well. Yay.
Coincidence?
I think not.
yes, anybody in the chat room who is listening to this right now, I'm sorry if you're listening on the MP3. Sorry. But I had tweeted earlier about anybody who's interested in getting a quick sketch from me of one of their webcomic characters, send an email to the Webcomic Beacon. With birthday request or sketch request, something like that, and I'll get as many done as I can today, and then after that, I'm done. So it may some of the later ones may take until tomorrow, but they're just quick sketches, something a little quick and fun. Send a link to your comic and be sure to mention the character, and if there's a good strip or if there's some art where I can reference the character, and I'll do a quick up sketch. I've already done a few sketches already, and I got a couple more in the inbox. I think I've done 4 already, and there's 2 more in the inbox last I checked. So this is anyone that's listening live at webcomicbeacon.com/live to go ahead and let me know. It's reverse birthday presents, basically. So I'll probably compile them and post them somewhere at some point. Let's see here. I went to the eye doctor and I got new contacts. Now I'm trying to adjust them. I may have to try a different brand next time. Creepy cookies. Okay, let's see here. Let's go to the chat room. Apparently, people don't think that they can call in or email comments or questions about the show. And then I was thinking, wait, don't I say to do that each time? And then I was told, no, you don't. It doesn't, or it doesn't sound like it's insinuated that you can. And I'm thinking, yes, I think in one of our breaks, we have the announcer says, you got news, questions, or comments? And then you can email us at webcomicbeacon@gmail.com or call us on our voicemail, which you might sometimes actually get me to pick up just in sometimes. It's 1-320-310-0922. You can also send a pre-recorded snippet of yourself to the email address. And, yeah, if you got questions about the show, comments about the show, show ideas, if you got somewhat of a basis for an idea, a little bit more, I'd be willing to entertain it, I suppose. But the thing with show ideas, there's so many ideas we already have, and the more just up in ideas that don't really have, hey, you should do a show about this, and that's the only thing about the email, they tend to get buried a lot, like underneath the 30, 50 other ideas we have for other shows. But if you got something kind of going, kind of being fleshed out with some sort of project that you're doing or something that you know that's going on, like I know I was contacted about the Webcomic List Awards as a possibility to at least cover or tell people about or something like that. That could be a show topic, especially if there's a lot of people ready to go for it and there's a lot of content that we can just quick and up and grab. Sure, yeah, go ahead, email us. And let's see here. I think right now we're gonna take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the news that's been going around and go on to the milestones and other goodies like that.
The Webcomic Beacon is hosted on RampageNetwork.com. Be sure to check out our weekly live broadcast on TalkShoe.com. Listen in, chat, or call in at webcomicbeacon.com/live.
Let's see here. Let's see what we're doing. Close this, close that. Let's see. We got, the Webcomic List Webcomic Awards. I'll post a link in that in the show notes, but the webcomiclist.com forums are doing their own version of Webcomic Awards. That'll be something to check out. I think they're still kind of constructing it right now. But there is also another... an award show or awards that are going on as well at webcomicplanet.com. Webcomic Reader's Choice Awards 2009. We'll get that a link out to that as well. These are certainly things that some people are interested in looking at. And of course, we got the Webcomic Beakies But that's not until later. That's our own personal Webcomic Beacon podcast award show, which we look at all the new comics for the current year, 2009, and then we pick the best ones of that year. And that's all we do, fairly simple. Of course, we might be adding just a little bit something extra this year, still fleshing out some things, but that won't even happen until January, and it won't be announced until... The finalists won't even be announced. The ending thing won't be until like February or something like that. But
coincides with the Oscars, I think. Or that was the plan.
Yeah, we're better than the Oscars.
Well, I'll be better than the Oscars, of course. Oscars, I think they should have it the day after the Oscars, because the Oscars will be so disappointing. We'll need something cool to lift our spirits again. Especially if they do all that dumb dancing they do on the Oscars. Same. I thought we should have a Mr. Blackwell's list.
A do what?
Blackwell's not with us anymore. You never heard of Blackwell's list? It's like he would, he was a fashion critic, and he would put out this list of the worst dressed or the best dressed. And I seem to recall it would coincide with the Oscars, and he would make these little bad poems about somebody wearing some hideous dress or something. You know, like, he's on Wikipedia. If you look up Blackwell, you'll see one of those.
We could do that, but we're going to have a bigger list for worst dress. But
you could do that for like web comics.
Yeah, I don't need another project. I really don't.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, you know what? I've been trying to keep track of all the new webcomics popping up this year. There is like over 100 new ones, and I'm trying to make it easier for us this year. All the judges anyway, because there are so many. Part of being a webcomic is to be able to pull people in at the first glance, and that will be part of the elimination process. If you could have a really good comic if you give it time. But this is going to be like a full-on award show, so it's going to be rewarding those who do a good job overall, or at least marketing it anyway. We're going to be basically going through the entire list. This is a rough plan. Going through the entire list, spend at least a couple clicks, like a lightning round, like a couple clicks on it, and if it's just – you either give it a maybe or a no. And if it's a no, that's you got to whittle this down. There's no way that we can really go over the bulk of these. And so, like that, since that is part of what webcomics are, trying to get people to look at it, get people that will take some time to go through the archives, which is all a part of it. And I think it's a good idea, and I think it'll be fair. But we've got several months yet before that comes around. But anyway, we've got Project Wonderful advertisers to announce. Huzzah!
Yay!
This week on at webcomicbeacon.com, advertising on our Project Wonderful ads, which I remind you are also there's three total ads, and some or all of them are on the following sites: festworks.com, psiwebcomic.com, maybe at Webcomic Bacon. Nope, not there yet. Also on the Shifter Archive, there's at least two. So they are at a few different places, but of course Webcomic Beacon is the one that gets the most hits, so there it goes. At the header, we have PH Factor, which is a website that specializes in custom-made steampunk goggles, guns, and other accessories. You can check that out. That's done by, one of Tanya's boyfriends, I guess. I don't know how many she has. And you can check that at phfactor.ws. Check it out. Some very cool goggles there.
And I know. I have a set of custom goggles made by PH Factor, and they rule entirely. They totally do.
You actually got one of a kind, though.
I do have one of a kind, and it's awesomeness.
I suppose. Well, maybe if you supplied them with like some of the parts. Like actual camera lenses or something like that. Maybe you could convince them to custom make your own, photographic goggles or whatever. Because I know you got a goggle set. I actually have parts of a camera on them, right?
Yeah, they have the leaf shutter from cameras, which is really cool. Because it actually kind of works. Not to take pictures, but
Well, yeah.
It looks all sci-fi-y and steampunky. And...
But yeah, you can check that out at phfactor.ws. And almost a resident advertiser here on the Webcomic Beacon is Yosh at yoshsaga.com, taking up the tower ad, and it's the robot girl one with the nomming of the ears. Nom, nom, nom.
Nom, nom, nom.
I actually drew a cat girl today for part of the birthday sketch thing. It was for Jaden and Crusader, actually.
Didn't you draw two cat girls? I thought there was another cat girl.
No, the other one was a furry, actually. But,
just a furry, yeah, I guess.
I did cat from Jaden and Crusader at jadenandcrusader.com, who is the other advertiser on the Webcomic Beacon at our banner ads. They're complaining that people are outbidding them when they try to bid on the Webcomic Beacon. That says, stop outbidding us! We're poor!
Poor.
I love the custom advertisements on the Webcomic Beacon, and Sunday is like the best day because everything else is boring on Sundays as far as ads goes, because they're usually really cheap and nobody really cares, but I care. We care on the Webcomic Beacon at webcomicbeacon.com, hosted on the Rampage Network at rampagenetwork.com. Oh, also, we got webcomic milestones this week. Let's go to our email account and see what we got here. Let's see. Oh, there's one I kept forgetting. It's Between Failures has hit 500 strips at betweenfailures.com. Congrats. The Bad Chemicals at thebadchemicals.com has hit 100 comics. Congratulations. We also have, George has sent us a couple. Elderly Apple at elderlyapple.com has hit 600 strips. And Even 07 at even07.com has hit 2 years. Good on that. And a few more. Let's see. Dave Willis's of Roomies, It's Wacky, and Short Packed. I guess it's kind of all the same, isn't it? Wacky and Short Packed. Short Packed is like a sequel, but not really is. I don't remember. I don't read it, but this is Dave Willis himself, actually, if you count all that stuff, you can check it out at shortpack.com, has been doing stuff online with comics for 12 years. So congratulations. Obsidian at commissionedcomic.com has hit 5 years with a very colorful fifth-year comic. And Renee Engstrom of Anders Loves Maria at andersloves.reneeengstrom.com has hit 3 years this Friday. Congratulations to all of you. I'm going to double check our emails once again. Oh, also, you can check out our Twitter account at twitter.com/webcomicbeacon. And I have TweetDeck, so now I'm able to keep track of tweets a lot easier this time. So you can go ahead and send an at reply to at webcomicbeacon and let us know any things that are going on, milestones, news even, so we can put in our Thursday Beacon News Splashes. And I'm just scrolling through here right now. Scarygaround. Scarygaround.com is ending.
Yeah.
It's coming to a completion after 7 years of being online. And actually, it's already ended by the time you hear this podcast, so congratulations. I don't know if he's going to be doing anything next. Scarecrow's one of those comics.
There's a new project after that.
Okay.
A week or two after that.
Scarecrow was one of those comics I was reading, and then my computer thing happened, and that was one of the ones I forgot about reading. So I had to catch up a little bit. let's see here. Yep, we got all that. Looks like most of them have been retweets of stuff. That's it for milestones. And that's it. All right, now let's do the next topic. By the way, Mark.
Yeah.
I am presently the community director for the Rampage Network.
That's right.
That means anybody who's on the Rampage Network listening to this podcast, if you guys go to the Rampage Network forums, particularly in the members forum, if you're a member, if you're hosted there, or if at least partly hosted there, check out the members forum. We are discussing a bi-weekly, which should be twice a month, a podcast specifically for Rampage Network members. And it's not like it's going to be like another Webcomic Beacon or or one of those other webcomic things, because it's a community podcast, so it's more specialized, and we're going to be talking about different members that are on there, or talk about particular topics of discussion for those that are interested. I'm going to try to get the plan is to try to get it going enough so that the community itself can take over and do it. We're still trying to decide on a day of the week and a time to do it, and it looks like Sunday is what most people has been saying so far. Not everyone has weighed in yet, but yeah, I'm all up for recording another short podcast after the Beacon. We'll see how it goes. Like I said, I'm trying to get it so that the community itself, run by the community. I'm also going to be getting some images and some fonts from Horatio to put together some custom graphics and such, because I'm going to be putting together a newsletter, which will be monthly or twice a month. It all depends on what type of news we get in. I try to put together some contests for the web for the Rampage Network, as well as cycle through the featured comic, which I should mention right now. Still, the featured comic for Rampage Network is Out at Home, which is outathome.com with dashes in between. So go ahead and check that out, and just pay close mind to the Rampage Network forums for further developments, and look in your inboxes very soon for a newsletter from Rampage Network. If you have questions or comments about this, you can contact community@rampagenetwork.com. That should be a working email address for everything related to what I just said.
So there.
I was in a big talkity mood last night.
A big talkity mood?
Yeah, which is rare.
That's okay.
I'm actually kind of thinking, you've been reading our Beacon News Flashes, right?
Yeah, I was just going to say, there's some cool stuff on here this week. I particularly liked...
technically last week, but yeah.
Well, technically last week. I particularly liked this link about the 21 different poses. Was that on here?
Yeah, sure, Wally Wood's 22 panels that always work?
Yeah, 22 panels that always work. I thought that was pretty interesting and a good resource. I don't really do a lot of mixing it up, per se. I usually do the 90-degree...
Upper body profile type of
wide, medium, close up, but it's all the camera's sitting up there. I forget what the term is now, where it's always in the same place, you know.
Yeah, a lot of people do that.
Or whatever.
Something like that. Definitely. We're trying to grab some good resources that are out there. You know, the Gig Cast, which is I'm told is trying to do their podcast at least twice a month now. But you know, JT's busy with stuff, and so he's still trying to get out there and do it. But they always have a news post of things that have happened this week in the webcomic world. So we're trying to do that too, in a different way. I mean. We'll try to pick some good stuff that's been posted on webcomics.com, things that have been posted on Twitter, George Warden of DungeonLegacy.com is mostly in charge of that, our executive assistant. And also, if you have a webcomic that is releasing a print version of something, you can let us know that, too. I was kind of wrestling with this for a while, but then I thought, you know what? If you are releasing a print version of your webcomic, that's probably some good information that we can go ahead and plug that, because, you know, that's an important step for people when they actually get a nice, you know, physical copy of their comic, and I'm sure they're proud of it. So, hey, why not post about it? So you can send, obviously at webcomicbeacon@gmail.com. And we do have a couple of things I meant to mention last time. Well, at least one thing. 24-Hour Comics Day is coming up. It's on October 3rd. And that is basically where the challenge is to try to make a 24-page comic to completion in 24 hours with basically nothing pre-prepared. We can have some ideas and everything, but it's basically start to finish, 24 hours, go! It's a lot more challenging than you think, unless you cheat and do one panel on a index card. I count that as cheating, but that's me. But if you plan to do something on 24-Hour Comics Day, like stream your creation process, or if you're going to be working near your computer, let us know. We're going to try to compile a list of streams and such. Even if you know of other people, like the famous people, I guess, you could let us know, and we'll try to get all those links available for everyone to look at. We're also going to be doing, I'm going to say we, but it's most likely going to be I, I'm going to be doing a 24-hour live broadcast of the Webcomic Beacon. That's right. For 24 hours, there will be Webcomic Beacon-related material going on, or other webcomics that are doing, or other webcomics or other webcomic podcasts that are going to be doing live broadcasts or what have you, in which that'll all be a part of the 24-hour thing. So if the GigCast happens to do a live show or what is it, the Webcomic Planets podcast does a live version, we'll link out to them or try to bring them into the show so that people can, you know, kind of all hear it. So, I mean, you don't have to listen to the whole thing, obviously, but we're going to be there for your listening pleasure if you'd like it. If anybody has some free-to-broadcast music that I can play, that'll be something that I'd be playing, like a radio station. I'll play some music for a while. I'm going through the podcast to try to pick out the funny clips from several of them, and I'll play that during like an hour. I also plan on rebroadcasting a couple of the favorite Webcomic Beacon podcasts. So be able to. So please email us and tell us which are your favorite podcasts, and we'll go ahead and we'll rebroadcast some of those. I'm going to try to get Mark and Tanya on to try to do a regular show kind of in between there, which we'll snip out and put as the MP3 for that weekend as well. But for the most part, none of it's going to be recorded. So this is a live event, and I'm going to try to put up a schedule so people, if they want to come in at a certain time to try to hear when we're going to be talking about this or replaying this, etc., I'll try to do it. It's a bit of a project, I guess, but we're going to see. We're going to be starting on the 3rd of October. We haven't decided when yet. I'm thinking we might do it because, you know, the whole world is like, there's like 48 global hours for October 3rd. So we might be starting it in the middle of GMT, which would be about, I think, 8 a.m. on around 8 a.m. on October 3rd instead of right at midnight. So it would be going over Saturday to Sunday. Is my kind of idea, and so we'll probably be getting people that are starting in the middle of it, and also finishing up is what I'm hoping for. So if you're across the pond, or if you're down under, or if you're right here in the Americas, let us know. We'd like to know what people are doing, where you are, and all that stuff, all that groovy, jazzy stuff. And I'm just blabbing a whole lot today, aren't I?
That's all good stuff. Plus, we have our book thing that we kind of want to do.
Yeah. We don't have too many people that are going to be doing it, and I think that's only going to happen if we start doing it ourselves. Not a whole lot of people have weighed in, but you got to go to the Webcomic Beacon forum, and you got to weigh in on what your idea, what you want to do. Like I said, if you got a strip, if you got one strip, one page, or if you got a couple strips or a couple of pages, that would fit the thing, because I'm just picking it, because nobody else has said anything. I'm picking it. We're doing holiday cooking. That's the general. If you got a recipe you want to put out with some art and an actual recipe, we can do that. If you got a funny story, or if you want to make the a comic about making a recipe, or just something related to holiday cooking, hey. Go for it, and let us know if you're planning something, and we can set up who's all going to be in this thing. We're going to get the thing going. We hope to have something like this completed, and it's planned to be print on demand unless there's enough people that want to chip in for an actual real book order. But it's planned to be print on demand, and we hope to have everything good and ready by next year's PangoCon 2010. If not earlier, of course. And those listening on the Rampage Network, Rampage Network members, There is a similar idea that we might be starting up soon, specifically for Rampage Network members, but more will come of that idea soon. And we'll probably, so you'll want to be checking the members forum of the Rampage Network. Wow, there's just a lot of information I'm just throwing at everybody today, but I got so many ideas and so many things I want to get done. You know, I'm trying to get pepped up so that I can start doing my comic again, because that's partly why I'm doing this reverse birthday sketch thing. You know, I want to start drawing again. I want to finish my comic scene, get that done. I got to finish something for Jenny Everywhere. I gotta get that webcomic Bacon Strips going. I gotta get it. You know,
Wait a minute. You're not doing a comic right now, are you?
Presently, I'm not drawing anything.
And Tanya's not really doing a comic right now either.
No, Mark, you are the most successful one.
That means I'm the only one doing a comic. That means I get another promotion. I'm the host.
You
should
bastard.
Be promoted again. I should be. How about that? Usually I'm the lazy one.
Yeah, right. You're the only one who's been updating consistently, and you have, you know, all this cool stuff. You're like the most successful person of the show. Technically, you shouldn't be on the show. This is for amateurs and novices, and here you're all being professional and stuff.
Oh. We're in a lot of trouble if I'm the most successful one of us three. Boy, howdy. I could be czar. I'd be the one that they took out.
I'm actually kind of thinking of another project I want to do.
No, that's two projects.
I've lost count. I was kind of thinking if I wanted to go ahead and make like a micro podcast for the newsflash, just basically go over and read everything so people will get the update in their iTunes, which would be like 5 minutes, if that, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
But
wouldn't be hard to.
It wouldn't be hard. It could be something I could do, but I'd like to hear what people think, because there haven't been a whole lot of comments in them, and so I'm not entirely sure if it's something that people are paying attention to or know of yet. I'm still trying to weed out the things. I kind of worry about getting the post up and then like hiding the current podcast. So I'm not entirely sure. If anyone has any ideas or comments, you know, feel free to email us or give us a call at 1-320-310-0922 and leave a voicemail, or you might actually get me direct. We'll see. But, I think that's pretty much it. I think we should get going before I come up with another project.
It's self-defense to end the show now.
It is. And be sure to let us know what are your favorite episodes, and just keep it. Visit our forums. That's very important. We hope to hear more feedback from everybody. This has been Fess of Fessworks.com.
And this is Mark of AutumnLake.com.
That's all for the Beacon. Be sure to tune in next week.
Dang it, I'm usually more prepared than this.
This is unacceptable.
I was thinking Mark was going to call me out and says, no, you're not.